Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. It's a beautiful Monday morning, the first Monday of April, and I tell you what, it was great. I had a guy contact me over the weekend and said, Troy, last April 1st, you and Ted Knighton did an international April Fool's stating that Monavi and Vima was merging into one. Why didn't you do anything this year? And I laughed and wrote him back and said, because so many companies are merging, we were afraid we'd screw something up. So everybody was having fun on April Fool's Day. You know, last week I said we were going to do some techie books, and I changed my mind, man. After I got into Howard Schultz and Joanne Gordon's book, Onward, How Starbucks Fought for Its Life Without Losing Its Soul, I realized that both company owners, CEOs, founders, top distributors, entrepreneurs, distributors in the field, no matter what niche you're in, this is just too priceless of a book to pass up. You know, it's one thing when you get somebody that writes their memoirs or writes a story, but to get an acting CEO, someone who has changed the course of American business history and the way people perceive coffee in a specific sense, this book is priceless. I have studied the Starbucks business model for close to a decade now. Anything that's been written on it, I've grabbed it. If Howard Schultz has written it, I've tried to see what he's written. I've helped launch churches using this concept. I've run my own organizations using this concept. I actually build relationships using this concept. And to watch Howard go away, and I should put in something here. I own stock in Starbucks. Lord knows I'm not a large stockholder. But I bought stock many, many years ago because I believed in this, and I believed in the company, and I believed in Howard. And I watched my stock fall. I watched it rise. And this knowing the man, and you guys that know me know, I tell people, I train people, and when people call me for consulting, I tell them, the only thing you need to be looking for in a company is the leadership. What does the leadership believe? Is the leadership, have they bought into their vision, their dream? Do they honestly believe that the company, that the products, that the mission that they're on is going to go somewhere? And Howard's that kind of guy. It's amazing to me because right in the introduction of this book, which we're not going to go through, I used it on radio or Aces Radio Live last Friday. Here's what Howard writes. He said, these were daunting challenges for any company, and when it comes to Starbucks, I take every threat very personally. Starbucks is in my blood. It is such a part of me that letting it unravel simply was not an option. Too many people had worked hard to create a company that rewarded its employees and investors and that for years had delivered a superior product and experience. When I read that, I thought, man, this right here says it all. This book must get in the hands of everybody that we know. This is a book that you guys need to purchase. You need to devour. I've already started writing in the margin lines. Part one is called Love, the first chapter, A Beverage of Truth. And you may be sitting here saying, Troy, you've been in direct selling most of your adult life, if not all your adult life. What, you know, this has nothing to do with direct selling, and you're absolutely correct. But see, something that people don't understand, running a business of any kind takes heart. You can be the smartest person under the sun, but if you don't have heart, it isn't going to make it. Howard didn't grow up with a silver spoon in his mouth. He grew up in the projects, knew what he wanted, had to go all the way across the United States to the other side of the world to get it. But once he found it, he never gave up. And you know, it wasn't so much his passion for coffee as it is his passion for people. And he was able to put the two and two together, and you're going to learn about this. But Howard opens up this first chapter on Tuesday afternoon in February of 2008. Starbucks closed all its U.S. stores. A note posted on 7,100 locked doors explained the reason. We are taking time to perfect our espresso. Great espresso requires practice. That's why we're dedicating ourselves to honing our craft. Howard did something unprecedented in business. Most of us won't even hardly do anything to build our business. And yet here's a guy, and this is what's so unique about this. He's running a publicly traded company. People say, well, CEOs of publicly traded companies answer to the stockholders first. Not in Howard's case. From day one, when he decided to take that company public, he made it clear to everybody, our number one asset happens to be our baristas. We've got to make sure that they're taken care of. If we can take care of all of our employees, they'll take care of our customers. And our customers are the ones that sign the paychecks at the end of the day. And that's true. That's just the way it is. I found this unique as I studied this and started digging into it because I thought, we sit here as a direct selling industry, as a network marketing profession, and we strive to find an answer. We see companies come and go. We see people launch. It's amazing to me. And yet here's somebody that we can all learn from if we just set our minds to it. Howard writes this, pouring espresso is an art, one that requires the barista to care about the quality of the beverage. If the barista goes through the motions, if he or she does not care and produces an inferior espresso that is too weak or too bitter, then Starbucks has lost the essence of what we set out to do 40 years ago, which was inspire the human spirit. Think about that. What's your company today? What's its focus? What's its main mission? See, I believe companies like Starbucks, Apple, even Dell, with Michael Dell taking back the helm, they realize it's experience that the people are after. They become loyal to that experience when they feel like it's a third place, that it's a family atmosphere, it's something they can strive to. This is why leaders out there at all levels, Lawrence Young, Orrin Woodward, Garrett McGrath, it's that experience they create on their teams that have allowed them to continue to grow, even when the main companies sometimes have taken different directions. Listen to what he writes. This is unique, and this is what we all need to understand. Howard says, we take the ordinary, a shoe, a knife, and we give it a new life, believing that what we create has the potential to touch others' lives because it touched ours. This is why we strive to tell people it's about a personal experience. Don't just join a company because of the compensation potential. It has to change your life. Over the weekend, I was talking to my mom. She's going through some battles with some pain, some joints or a nerve messed up because she's been helping my dad, who my mom weighs about 100 pounds. My dad weighs about 300. As you guys know, he's been having strokes. It's been a tough time. She hurt herself. She went to the doctor. They did some MRIs, and they put her on some medication and told her she couldn't have anything else. So she had to stop taking her life shots from 2110 that I'd sent her. She called me up, and she said, honey, I know over the years that we've been in a lot of network marketing companies, and we've tried a lot of products, but I want you to know something. That life shot you gave me truly was helping me balance my emotions. It was helping me stay stable. That stuff really does work. And as soon as I get off these medication, I need some more of it. It was a life experience that she'd had. She's not even a distributor, neither am I. Just good friends with Richard and his team. Folks, this is what Howard's talking about. When you look at companies like Vima, like Life Shots, when you look at companies like B-Hip and this new company, Bamboo Pink, where it's all about the experience, it's amazing what I'm seeing because it lines right up with the business principles that has created Starbucks today. Listen to what he writes here, because this is for every CEO out there that's struggling right now, wondering, do we merge with another company? Do we form strategic alliances? Do we bring out a new brand? Listen to what he says. Said, I sat back in my chair. It would be a powerful here we go. Let me back up. He says, Starbucks has always been so much more than coffee, but without great coffee, we have no reason to exist. We looked at all of our options. The team seated around me said the only way to retrain everyone by March is to close our doors all at once. Hired says, I sat back in my chair. It would be a powerful statement, but no real retailer had ever done such a thing. That's a big idea, I replied, considering the risks. Starbucks would lose millions of dollars in sales and labor costs. That would be unavoidable, no way around it. Competitors would capitalize on our absence and try to lure away our customers. Critics would gloat, cynics would smirk, and the always unpredictable media scrutiny could be humiliating. On Wall Street, our stock could tank even lower. Most dangerous of all, such a massive retraining event would be perceived as our own admission that Starbucks was good enough. That's powerful when you think about it. Most dangerous of all, with such a massive event, would be perceived as our own admission that Starbucks was no longer good enough. But if I was honest with myself, I knew that was the truth. I pursed my lips, looked at the team, and said, let's do it. See, a CEO, a top field leader, has to look at the big picture. Howard realized, and his team realized, and you got to understand, man, he cranked it out with this team. He did a lot of stuff to make this the best team that Starbucks has ever had. They tweaked, and he said, let's do it. This whole chapter is just amazing to me. This whole book is amazing to me. He says, there's a word that comes to mind when I think about our company and our people, and that word is love. I love Starbucks because everything we've tried to do is steeped in humility. We wanted respect and dignity, passion and laughter, compassion, community and responsibility, and most of all, authenticity. These are Starbucks' touchstones, the source of our pride. See, too many times in business today, it all becomes a financial transaction. When I sit down with people in my own company, when I'm talking to prospects, people are still living in this antiquated sales and marketing crap where they're talking about the pitch. How can you pitch them? What's the technique? How can we do this? How can we do that? And sure, there's a lot of that crap. We see all kinds of get-rich-quicks that use that same stuff on the internet, and then they fail. The companies that have revolutionized every sector of business in the last 20 years has done it on love. I laugh every now and then when people talk to me about Yahoo, and they say, Troy, that's a has-been company. And I think, man, you guys are clueless. Yahoo is one of the most proficient marketing and advertising companies out there today. The strategic partnerships that they have with people is unprecedented. And I say it's because of the leadership of one individual, Tim Sanders, who believed that love was the killer app. And he went out there to build relationships first and create the transaction second. I have built my adult life around that. Ever since I left my bounty hunting days, we focused on that. And even in those days, we were focused on a relationship because we didn't want to lose money. I mean, I'll be honest with you there. It was, you know, we wanted to make sure we knew these guys inside and out and they wouldn't run on us. But when I got out of that and started going into mergers and acquisitions, when we started looking at what it took to build a successful business, when I started realizing that direct sales was where I wanted to spend my adult life, the relationships always come before the financial transaction. Some people in life, in our own industry, have looked at me and said, that's stupid. You could be making so much more money if you would just go after the big dog. Go after that big position. Take the paycheck. Take the bridge loans. Now, sometimes that just happens. People have to do that, and we understand that. But I live by a value system and a principle where it's all about the relationship. I have a CEO that calls me on a regular basis. I do a lot of personal consulting with him. we have become friends. To date, it's our friendship that has sustained us. He's a growing company. He doesn't have any money. They're busting their butt just to make this thing through the tipping point. So I haven't charged him anything either. We just became friends and we're working together. I've never violated the trust of what he's told me, even though we report on stuff all the time. And he said, Troy, that's so unheard of today. I've got a VP of a company. They're 200 distributors away from breaking even in their network. And he said, Troy, would you take a position and help us? I said, I can't do that. I said, but I do want to help you. Let me see what I can do to help. And he said, would you do this? Would you take stock in our company? I said, you bet I would. I said, matter of fact, I'd rather have stock than a position because it would show my dedication and belief in the company. See, folks, when it comes right down to it, it is about love. It's a love for your product. It's a love for the leaders. It's a love for your team. And if you don't have that, you're not going to make it. If you're looking at everybody as a new code number, as a new ID, if you're looking at everybody as just an auto ship, I just added volume, you're never going to make it. Howard put it so true. He said the word love. It's about respect and dignity, passion and laughter, compassion, community, responsibility, and authenticity. Do you know, Howard, we're gonna go through this book in a minute, but you're going to find out that Howard uses transformational memos. He believes in transparency like you wouldn't believe. And I'm all for that. I believe in full transparency. If one of the world's largest billion-dollar brands can be transparent, what the Sam Hill can't network marketing companies be transparent? Listen to what he writes here. Valuing personal connections at a time when so many people sit alone in front of screens, aspiring to build human relationships in an age when so many issues polarize. This is great, man. This is phenomenal. When they polarize so many, and acting ethically, even if it costs more when corners are routinely cut, these are honorable pursuits at the core of what we set out to do. Man, this is so powerful. Listen to that again. Valuing personal connections at a time when so many people sit alone in front of screens, aspiring to build human relationships in an age when so many issues polarize so many, and acting ethically, even if it costs more, when corners are routinely cut. These are honorable pursuits at the core of what we've set out to be. I believe that every consultant in direct selling, every distributor, every party plan person, every CEO, every founder, every officer, every vendor, we should all be on the same page. It should never be about the money. It should never be about the financial transaction first. It should be about the human connection. I've got some presentations coming up where I'm going to see if I can do some strategic partnerships with some companies. And people say, well, what presentation are you doing? So I ain't using a presentation. You know, I ain't using a presentation at all. I'm going to go in and see what the companies need. And based on what they need, we will present to them what services they might be able to use, how we can help them fulfill their mission. See, that's the key. People don't care about a presentation. People don't care about how smart you are. People want to know that you care about them, and that's what Howard's saying right here. This is what makes this so rockin' cool. Listen to what he writes here. And I know some of this stuff you guys are saying, man, I don't know anything about this. I'm giving you an inside look at what Starbucks. You may have passed a Starbucks. You may have never spent $5 on a coffee. To you, coffee may be expensive, but there's others that are listening to this radio show today that I'll tell you what. Their home office is in a Starbucks. That's where they meet with people on a regular basis. They understand. Listen to this. For more than three decades, coffee has captured my imagination because it's a beverage about individuals as well as community. A Rwandan farmer, 80 roast masters at 6 Starbucks plants on 2 continents, thousands of baristas in 54 countries. Like a symphony, coffee's powers rest in the hand of a few individuals who orchestrate its appeal. So much can go wrong during the journey from soil to cup that when everything goes right, it's nothing short than brilliant. After all, coffee doesn't lie. It can't. Every sip is proof of its artistic, technical as well as human traits. Everything that went into its creation. In the beginning of 2008, I deeply wanted people to fall back in love with Starbucks, which is why, even when bombarded by warnings against it, I decided to close all of our stores across America. I did not feel fear as much as a sense of the unknown, like I was flipping over a playing card. All I had was my belief that even more than perfecting our coffee, we had to restore the passion and the commitment that everyone at Starbucks needed to have for our customers. Doing so meant taking a step back before we could take many steps forward. That's amazing. Here's a man the board of directors could have ousted. Giant institutional investors now control the stock. And Howard stood on his principles and his values. If you're a CEO, if you're a founder, if you're thinking about launching a company, if you're an average distributor today, if you're sitting there struggling, saying, I don't know why I'm not having the success that I'm looking for, more than likely, it's because everything that you're doing seems to revolve around a recruiting number, around a volume number, around a financial transaction. You've lost the passion that got you excited about the business in the first place, especially if you're a founder in a company. See, what was it that driving force? Now, I know that there's some people that listen to me and they'll say, Troy, it was the money. I just wanted to launch something, make some money. That will never sustain you long term. See, the driving force has to be about community, has to be about that human connection. You have to create a product, a service, something that is going to change people's lives. If you're like Primerica and you have a tough sell because it's about investments, it's about mutual funds, it's about life insurance, it's about getting people licensed, then you realize what is it that we want to do. And underlying all of that, underlying every bit of those things I just mentioned, is freedom. And the day Art Williams launched that company, it was so he could show people at every level of life how they could become free and not have to worry about a paycheck to paycheck, not have to worry about what happens if their spouse passes away unintentionally at a wrong time or anything like that. How to put money away, how to have freedom so your kids could go to the college they want. See, everybody, if you look deep, can find that one thing that sets the company apart, the driving mission of the company. That's what I love about what Howard's all about. That's why the money just continues to grow. But Howard's smart. He looked around and he says this. Unfortunately, in the name of efficiency, our company had created some bad habits among our baristas. Not only had they not trained many of them to steam milk correctly, the process required aerating and heating the milk in just the right fashion. But some had also been steaming large pitchers of milk prior to customer orders, letting the pitchers set and then re-steaming the milk. We had to correct these behaviors and return to higher standards. I'm going to talk to top leaders in the industry right now. I'm going to talk to CEOs in the industry. I believe what Howard's talking about here, we have done to ourselves. We've created bad habits. We've taught people it's all about the numbers. Recruit, 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 recruit. Slap them up against the wall. Who cares if they don't stick? They're losers anyway. We've created our own monster. The direct selling profession has been created and devised over the last 65 years especially. To be able to allow a company to cut its advertising costs, pay a direct person and go out there and get their products in the hands of the end consumer. And yet today, very few companies seem to be focused on that. Instead, it's become a mergers and acquisition, both at the top levels in the industry and company to company, trying to survive. I'm going to tell you something. You can merge two companies together if there's still an ethical issue at the top, if you're still going for the financial transaction and not trying to build the community from the top to the bottom, the company will not last long term. Are you willing to take the chance, the risk, that Howard Schultz has taken with Starbucks? Here's what happened. Not everything went well that day. As predicted, Starbucks lost money, approximately $6 million. Our competitors tried to poach our customers by promoting 99-cent cups of espresso-based beverages. Some critics were brutal, insisting that by admitting we were broken, we had forever dented the Starbucks brand. But I was confident that we had done the right thing. How could it be wrong to invest in our people? I thought, wow. In the last closing minutes of this call, listen to some of the most profound words. I wrote these down in my journal. I never want to lose them. There are moments in our lives when we summon the courage to make choices that go against reason, against common sense, and against wise counsel of people we trust. But we lean forward nevertheless because despite all risk and rational argument, we believe that the path we are choosing is the right and best thing to do. We refuse to be bystanders even if we don't know exactly where our actions will lead. This kind of passionate conviction that sparks romances, wins battles, and drives people to pursue dreams others wouldn't dare. Belief in ourselves, in what is right, catapults us over hurdles and our lives unfolds. See, that's passion. That's what you have to build this business. The CEO of a billion-dollar company understands that. His team understands that. The stockholders understand that. Howard goes on to write, "Ultimately, closing our stores was most powerful in its symbolism. It was a galvanizing event for Starbucks partners. The term we use for our employees, a stake in the ground that helped reestablish some emotional attachment and trust. And we had squandered during our years of focusing on hyper growth. It's not about critical mass. It's about building a brand based on your principles and your values that will last forever. A personal brand or a corporate brand. There's people that like me and there's people that don't like me. Nobody's in the middle because I've built a personal brand that I've based on my ethics, based on my values. This is what it's about." Howard finishes this chapter saying this. "We had a long ways to go, further than I had imagined when I returned to CEO. In the winter of 2008, the fight began for our survival. What we faced was nothing less than crucible, and I have spent the past years preparing for it." Tomorrow, Chapter 2, The Love Story. When we love something, emotion often drives our actions. This is the gift and the challenge entrepreneurs face every day. The companies we dream of and build from scratch are part of personal. They are our families, our lives. Folks, you need to get people on this call, not because I'm doing it, but because this is a book everyone should have. Howard Schultz with Joanne Gordon, the new book, Onward, How Starbucks Fought for Its Life Without Losing Its Soul. I'm looking forward to a webinar with Howard this Wednesday to learn some more details. I love this man. I love this company. I love what he stands for. I'm not telling you to go buy stock in it. I'm telling you to learn from it if you want to build your business to the next level. Live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back with us tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.